Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to our ESP Lab monthly conference call. It is being recorded. So if you don't want what you have to say recorded, just don't say anything. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Very good.
A bit
All
crazy,
right. Well, we got
fine.
A good and a very good. Anybody else?
Kind of crazy, but fine.
What kind of crazy, but fine?
Yeah.
Well, life is full of its ins and outs, ups and downs, all around. And we're having these as a monthly conference get-together for the ESP Lab, founded by Al G. Manning, who is a good friend to many of us and to the world. And I'm working on the March newsletter, and which is great because it's going to be the beginning of the 47th year of ESP Lab newsletters. So that's a big deal.
Wow.
So let us start with our theme of the amazing power of love, and our monthly thought is let us experience love and share it. So with our conference call follows the theme of the newsletter, and so we say greetings to our members and guests, and with love and laughter as we celebrate fun magic and forward positive evolution, and we're celebrating our 46th year and 12th month of operations as ESP Lab. So let's make it the best month yet. And let's dedicate our opening paragraph of our newsletter and this moment in time to contact spirit power and receive the beauty and bounty and love of positive spirit contact now. And let us touch our power star often and tune into the love within our heart and receive a renewed connection with positive spiritual forces. Let us feel the energy flow. Let us breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win. And let there be freedom, new life, new light, new love, new joy, new prosperity with lots of good energy now and throughout 2012 for each one of us. And that's for all lab members and especially those who are with us today. I would like to remind folks of the structure of the call. We start out following the theme of the newsletter, and we do a light meditation. And then in the second part, we do a little ceremony of white magic to declare the good of each person participating. And so if you want to, as we're getting it together, you can grab your candle. Green candle is the color of the month. I have a green candle lighted on my prosperity altar, which is to the south. And I have the newsletter with the earth point facing to the south and the moon point facing to the north. And I have a $100 bill on the Power Star with my driver's license and picture facing north. And so I'm getting my prosperity energy set up to participate with you today. And I have some sandalwood incense lighted. And sandalwood is a wonderful prosperity incense. It's also good for protection. It does have the metaphysical property of opulence, abundance. So we're burning it today in the context of attracting the energy of prosperity and abundance, opulence. So if you want to light your candle to tune into the energy. First of all, let us just declare that we are a magic circle. Lend me your mind, for we are all magic minds. And I declare that our circle is sacred and in touch with spirit. And as I light the new green candle, I declare Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send your powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send your lush green light to we. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, higher powers, send the light that sets us free. I declare our circle is sealed and that spirit is with us and that we are blessed with protection and light as we proceed with our green light February exercise. Let's turn to the love of the green healing light of growth, life, and prosperity. Let us experience in our hearts this loving, living light of nature and the green garments of the Earth Mother. Feel oneness with nature and all green living things. Shimmer green with a positive, growth-oriented transformation as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth. With the power of the green light, let's make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of February. And let us know that each one of us is uplifted and helped by participating. So play with us. Let's find that relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus our complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is A-okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Let us feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then, when you feel ready, let us invite the light to turn to its brilliant emerald green color and continue. I feel the shimmering green light flooding my aura in being with its love and super cleansing, healing growth and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra fun with love. It burns, loves, laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer and good health with celebration, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to each one of us and to our special Night Light members. Yes, and through our personal experiences to our ESP lab. Let us all feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to each one of us. Now I'm going to read you my full moon letter, which I sent out to folks who wrote in this week. But I think it's relevant, and then I have a little story to tell about it. Life is an ebb and a flow. As a magnificent full moon soars above the valley below, I am reminded that life is an ebb and a flow. And for those of us who observe the waxing and waning of the moon mother, we know that the full moon is the high point of the 28th day moons. The moon, as it waxes fuller, pulls the water within each one of us to our highest level as well, bringing things to a head, that is, to a culmination, a climax moment, while energizing all, and then begins decreasing until it disappears entirely. The moon is a reminder of the cycles of life, and every new moon gives us a chance to start over and begin again. Full moons are a time of feasting and celebrating the goodness of life with the energy of living at its zenith. New moons are a time of letting go and starting over at the low end of the energy cycle. And so it is. Day after night, we've got some neighbor dogs now barking outside. And, of course, it's always something. And so it is, day after night, spring after winter, as the cycles of time keep us on our toes as we move to keep pace with life's ebb and flow. In our ESP lab, we contend that life is for living and celebrating the victory. Sure, life can throw some curveballs, and this is the balance to everything going your way all the time. The curveballs are an opportunity for growth. And yes, we all need opportunities for growth so that we can evolve further and become all we are as we consciously deal with whatever confronts us. Al Manning, in his own fun way, would insist on a good time, whatever cycle of the moon or wherever we find ourselves, in the ebb and flow of our personal life cycle. Al would make it a point to celebrate with spirit as we pursue the fun action of a spirit party towards fun, success, joy, and cooperation with magical forces. And, of course, just like renewals of life, as offered by nature, we can choose to renew our connection to spirit, to magic, and to spirit parties. Al offers thoughts on how to keep the spirit party alive and fresh for certain victory. Hold one second here. We got some snow today over here. So here's from Al. Got a reminder from spirit about our party renewals. We used to do it this way, but it kind of got lost in the shuffle. Here's how it ought to go. And this is Al's tune, and this is how he would used to sing it. Something like, come one, come all to my party. Come join in the joy and the fun. We'll eat, drink, and play very hearty. Our battles are already won. Then it's happy party renewal. Somehow this ties in with our clean room idea of a vestibule for Astral Lab. The vestibule is where you ask for and accept the cleansing. No caring, no doubts, fears, or discouragement. No impatience, frustration, or resentments. No seriousness. Just fun, love, joy, ectoplasm, and enthusiastic serenity ever more delightfully shared. And it shares so nicely in the dance, then yes, we're dancing around the maypole, our beautiful, our wonderful maypole. Dancing with all our friends around the maypole, it brings us fertility, abundance, and delightfully enhanced, wonderful, loving camaraderie. Let's reactivate and enhance it all with a special thank you thought form. We'll let it set the positive tone for your whole day at each morning meditation. It starts with the song, Come One, Come All to My Party. Hear it humming in your ear at meditation time. And it will unfold a beautiful picture of your ongoing spirit party with the festivities in full swing. Play in the vestibule for a special cleansing. Enjoy the maypole dancing, then extend it to your thought form poles, the ones for your special intentions. Dance around them too and feel the many sweet victories. They will manifest for you on the material plane as well. And we will give thanks for the joy of it all and for the fun. love, success, prosperity, achievement, and fulfillment it brings, and we know it. We'll keep getting ever better and ever better, more wonderfully, with no upper limit. Blessed be, and thank you for your great support of your ESP Lab. So, in any event, I want everyone to now take a minute. We're going to switch gears. So get your prayer together, get your water together, get your candle together, and we're going to burn our prayers in the prayer bowl in a little ceremony in communion with the nature spirits and the powers that be. And so everyone take a moment, and we're going to gather our write your little declaration of your prayer, and we'll be back in 30 seconds and take it to the next level. And don't forget to bring your magic mind. All right, so we're getting ready. Everybody got their prayer together?
Yes.
All righty then. So we'll keep it sweet and we'll keep it simple. And so how many brought their magic wand with them today? Well, just remember you are a magic wand. And the wand is the tool that connects you to spirit and the magical realms. It's an old established protocol. You can bring your magic ring. You can bring your magic wand. You can bring your magic self. But at least bring your magic mind and reach with me to the lands of the east, to the lands of fire, and draw that energy into our circle and say with me, welcome, east.
Welcome, east.
Great. Now reach to the west and pull the energies of the air into our circle and say, welcome, west.
Welcome, west.
Welcome, west.
Let's reach to the lands of the south and draw that energy into our circle. Say, welcome, south.
Welcome, south.
And reach to the lands of the north and draw the great, vast waters of life into our circle, saying, welcome, north.
Welcome, north.
Welcome, sky above and earth below. And I declare this is the crossroads of the universe. And we light our fire. As we light the fire of the universe, the universal creative forces, we light the fire that is the light. We light the fire of love, abundance, freedom, in communion with the spirit of nature. Now, I was looking for a chant, and my WW book was not right handy, but I'm going to do this chant over my prayer that I have created, and I found it was interesting. I found another copy of the book, and the prayer I wanted was bookmarked, but my prayer today is let there be blessings of peace, protection, love, and prosperity for all lab members, especially those in today's conference call. So mote it be. And I have this prayer that I have written, and now that I'm going to take it, and I'm going to declare this prosperity energy on the prayer, and I'm going to say the chant three times. And you can say it after me if you'd like. Let's give it a try. Oh, great and mighty Jupiter.
Oh, great and mighty
Jupiter.
Your friendship I do seek.
Your friendship I do seek.
Your emissaries send to me.
Your emissaries
send to me.
Spirits rich and sleek.
Spirits rich and sleek.
I'm going to just go ahead and say this, do the chant for us this time, since it's not a well-known one, but I'm going to start over, and you guys just listen and absorb it. Oh, great and mighty Jupiter, your friendship I do seek. Your emissaries send to me, spirits rich and sleek, good nature spirits sent by Jove, your comradeship I love, for bounty and good fellowship my thanks are sent above. Spirits great, your riches share in fun and friendship true. Prosperity descends on me and we, my thanks to lovely you. And now my light is shining bright, rich green for all to see. Good fortune is my law of life, with thanks, so mote it be. I'm going to do it one more time, and then I'm going to burn the prayer. You can burn it with me. O great and mighty Jupiter, your friendship I do seek. Your emissaries send to me, spirits rich and sleek. Great nature spirit sent by Jove, your comradeship I love. For bounty and good fellowship, my thanks are sent above. Spirits great, your riches share in fun and friendship true. Prosperity descends on me, my thanks to lovely you. And now my light is shining bright, rich green for all to see. Good fortune is my law of life, with thanks so mote it be. Now I'm going to be setting this on fire now. And I'm going to go ahead and do the prayer one more time as the prayer burns. O great and mighty Jupiter, your friendship I do seek, your emissaries send to me, spirits rich and sleek, good fortune, good nature spirits sent by Jove, your comradeship I love, for bounty and good fellowship, our thanks are sent above. Spirits great, your riches share in fun and friendship true, prosperity descends on me, my thanks to lovely you. And now our lights are shining bright, rich green for all to see. Good fortune is the law of life, with thanks, so mote it be. And I declare that the Mother of the Universe, Mama Isis, has heard our prayers and abundantly will fulfill them. Now I offer up my chalice of water to the powers that be, to the lab spirits, Nurgle Ra, Ishtar Osiris, Marduk, Toth, Bast, Isis, with Abraxas, Pan, Puck, and Lady Luck, and all the ships at sea. We reach out to all the sparks of life and light that are with us, that are creative, that are loving, and we ask the powers that be to pour forth into our cups of water, into our physical bodies, all we need now for the balance of our body, mind, and spirit. And now drink the water down. Thank you. Thank you, and share with me this water of living light. Now I'm going to do share with you one prosperity song in appreciation of you coming. And let us all be blessed with renewal, peace, joy, and prosperity and all we need for the balance of our body, mind, and spirit, so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback. Fresh inquiry, creativity, peace, love, harmony, just pouring in for you and me, so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh inquiries and creativity with peace, love, and harmony, just pouring in for you and me, so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiry, creativity, peace, love, and harmony for you and me, our friends and families, with loving thanks to all who help, so mote it be. Now, let us reach up to the infinite sky and pull that creative blue sky energy into us, saying, the sky loves me.
The sky loves me.
And reach down to the earth beneath our feet and pull that treasury of the earth into your being, saying, the earth loves me.
The earth loves me.
And the earth spirits love me.
And the earth
spirits. Now reach out to all life everywhere, pulling that creative power into your being, saying, all life loves me.
All life loves me. Life loves me.
And I love me.
And I love me.
And now reach out your hands to the living flame of light and declare with me, it is done in togetherness, finished
in
togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mother Nature and the powers that be, and it is so.
And it is so.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Now as I extinguish this candle, I declare and know that it is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us, and where spirit has once been invoked, there it is present always. That concludes our little conference call today, but I'm open to a couple of three questions, and we'll go ahead and let the recording keep going. So anybody have anything on their mind, comments, questions?
Yes. Did anything happen in 2 weeks like I got last time at Ewell or the last call?
It did, and I'm trying to recall, but I'm not sure. I remember that we did play the ESP game.
Yes.
And what's your first name?
I'm Melissa.
Melissa. Oh, it's Melissa.
Yeah.
I think that what we were, where we were at is that that's when the next newsletter went out. And, of course, the newsletter is a driving force for the lab, meaning it is one consistent element that we do every month, and it is my kind of my big project for each month is getting it out. But we did have some really good responses. We did have some, you know, success stories of people who you know, wrote in for their treatments, who wrote back with their various successes. And one member sent me a very nice personal gift, which was very unexpected. But yes, my sense of it is, I remember your little mini prophecy, and I remember acknowledging that, you know, but I think it was all tied into the cycle of getting the newsletter out, which is the big deal every month. And now that the other one is out, I'm halfway finished with the new one, so it's something that's always on my mind. Anyone else? And we could play that game again. That was fun last time, and I did feel it was relevant.
Sammy, would you please explain the magic wand that you were speaking of? What is the magic?
Well, yes, you know, and I actually led into that intentionally. All right, so when you think of traditional magic, meaning the magic of the white witch, the magic of the maverick magician, the magic of the shaman. Basically, the wand is a tool to connect you to the spirit world. And traditionally, if you want to think about ancient history that goes back to the beginning of time, the wand, as far as the view of the spirit world, is the symbol of authority. So, you know, for the it's like it's like having your college degree. It's a symbol that of accomplishment. So the wand can be made of a number of different things. I have an oak staff that I have as a wand. Some people use various feathers as a wand. You make wands, different wands for different purposes. For example, and in the Native American tradition, in terms of the medicine men and women, they made wands, power wands. And basically, let's say, for example, you wanted to make a wand that allowed you to be a good communicator. and you were going to use feathers. Well, you would use duck feathers because duck is the totem of communication. And if it was white magic, you would want rabbit because rabbit is the totem of magic. Protection, you would use wolf. Medicine, you would use bear. And so the wand is made of materials that are central to the individual and to the magical purpose for which they are going to be used. So, you know, you can go to the magic shop and buy a wand that someone has crafted, and they're nice. They're pretty, and they may have some silver, and they may have amethyst, and they have. The point with the magic wand is that it's a personal thing. Ideally, it has the personal energy of the practicing magician. As you create the wand, whether you create it with a stone, a piece of an animal, a bone, a piece of wood, a piece of metal, that you put your own energy into it, and that you make the wand with substances that are for a particular magical purpose. So that's an initial comment. Why don't you ask another question about that?
If I'm going to make one for protection, how would I make it?
Oh, if you wanted to make one for protection.
Yes.
For protection, if you were thinking of making a wand for protection, I think that first of all, like I would like oak. Oak would be a good choice for me because oak is very strong and oak is very powerful. I would also want to then take my oak wand. And then I would want to wash it with salt water. Salt is good for protection. And also give it some, put some lemon on it. Lemon is good for protection. All of those are energies that have protection naturally in them. And then you might also, you know, consider that different gemstones have different properties. Marble is good for expanding a thought, but you know you have to use something that works for you. You could also, if you were thinking of a different type of wand, you could use a hawk feather, you could use an eagle feather, you could use an owl feather. All those are very powerful birds of prey. In terms of animals, you could use. You could use a dog tooth, or if you had a piece of an animal that was protective, you could use a bone from that animal. So those are some ideas for you.
Okay, thank you.
Now the big thing is okay. So with the wand. You want to think about the fact that it is your tool that connects you to spirit. Now, you are connected to spirit, but through the intention of the creation of the wand, it gives you an enhanced connection. And so as you are creating the wand, you want to be clear of your communion with the mother of the universe, the great spirit, the earth mother, the powers that be, the lab spirits, whatever energy you want to charge your wand with. And if you were charging your wand with a lab spirit energy for protection, you could use Marduk, because that's the throat chakra, that's the Jupiter energy. And so you could wrap it in the color blue, because the color blue has protective properties. So all of those are just little tidbits, but the basic point is you find something that you have a connection to. It could be a stone.
Okay.
And then you offer it up to the Great Spirit as a personal point of connection, and then you add to that whatever it seems to be good for you. Back to that protection wand again. You might start out with an oak, a branch of an oak, but you might add hawk feathers to it, because all of those have magnetisms of strength, protection, longevity, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Now, Sammy, what about your clear quartz crystal? Can we use that too?
Sure. Sure. Again, a quartz crystal is a type of a stone.
Mm-hmm.
And quartz crystal is really for multiplying energies.
Mm-hmm.
So the point would be to use the crystal to magnify whatever energy you wanted to project.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use a locket. You know, you could take your ring, and you could decide it's a magic ring. You could decide your magic ring is a magic wand. You could pray and chant over it. You could bring it to your rituals. And then with time, that ring absorbs the energy of the rituals, the chants. So if you wanted to, again, have a protection wand, then you would put protection chants into it. Sweep away the things that harm, let them cause me no alarm. You want to put energy into the wand of whatever type of wand you're wanting to create.
And the same goes on for prosperity, the chant that creates wealth.
Yes, absolutely. So if you wanted a prosperity wand, okay, now let's just say, for example, you could I have a prosperity ring, and it's made of white gold, and it has a Celtic cross in it, and it has a green emerald in the middle of it. So I'm taking things that are naturally prosperous, gold and emeralds, and then it has the Celtic cross, which is an ancient cross that goes back 10,000 years, that really is a symbol of the unfolding universe and the four directions. So in any event, then I have that ring, and then I keep it in a container that has prosperity powder. And so then when I wear that ring and I put it on, and then I do a prosperity declaration, I say, I am prosperity, and put the ring on, and then I know I'm walking prosperity. I know I'm a walking good luck charm.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Very good information. Thank you.
All righty.
All
right. How about one more question, and then comments are fine. Any more questions? Well, that's good. We have three good questions. Anybody have any comments before we close it down? Well, I thank you for coming today. I bless each one of you. Let us all renew our connection to spirit, and let's all be walking good luck charms, and blessed, blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thank you so much.